Peekaboo. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So the grass out here is shorter than it was earlier this year. We cut it, got a little hay off of it because, you know, it's been real dry and hay's kind of hard to come by, so we don't normally cut this pasture because it's where cows are, but we went ahead and cut it and got some hay off of it this year. Anyway, it's a lot shorter than it was, but before we cut it, it was really tall, and we had some calves born. And they would, mama cows would bunk bed them down in this tall stuff, and it was a booger bear to find them. And we'd come out here and check them. And so, man, you had to look high and low to find these baby calves. And I had one mama cow. She was a first time heifer. And she had a hard time finding her calf. And you would watch her, and she'd walk all over the place bawling and bawling, and her calf wouldn't bawl back for her. And you'd just watch her walk all over the place looking for a calf. She couldn't find it. So it was a daily occurrence that I would come out here to make sure that her and her calf were reunited, because her calf had to eat. And it would be a bad thing if she lost her calf and couldn't find it. Again, first-time heifer, oh, the joys of first-time calving. And it was a beautiful reunion almost every time. And he was a spunky little dude, you know. You'd go find him, and she was really good at bedding him down, you know. I mean, there would be times that I would get off and walk, and I would walk right by him in the grass and not even see him until he popped up and ran. And anyway, hide and seek. If you've ever played hide and seek, the key to a good hide and seek game is having a good hiding place, right? A big open field that's flat with no grass and no trees is not going to work out so well, is it? I don't think so. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 13, the writer of Hebrews says that there is no creature hidden from his sight. All things are visible to his eyes, the one with whom we have to do. What does that mean? It means you can't hide from him. It means you can't hide from God. Now, sometimes we think we can. And sometimes we think we have those little areas of our life, those little pockets of our life that are known only to us. Maybe we've done a pretty good job of hiding them from everybody else in our life, but we haven't hidden them from Him. And you would respond to that and say, well, what's the point of repentance then? Or confession? Why do we have to confess to God if He already knows? Well, that's the beautiful thing about this. That's the relational aspect of confession. He already knows. And so when you confess to Him, you're coming into agreement with Him. You're coming to Him and saying, God, you already know this. You've already seen this in my life, but I want to come clean to You and admit it to You. I'm confessing it to You because I don't want there to be anything in our relationship that hinders our fellowship. I don't want there to be anything that's breaking our communication. I don't want to have any secrets from You because I know You already know. I don't want there to be any pockets of my heart or any pockets of my life that I'm trying to keep from You, because I know You can already see them anyway. I'm not holding anything back. It's all Yours. So let me ask you today, are you trying to play hide and seek with God? Because number one, it's a waste of time for you. And number two, it sure is hurting your relationship with Him. Come clean today. Come to Him and say, God, I know that You already know. So let me just lay it all bare for You. Seasons of my life that I've walked that way. And you want to talk about freedom? When you finally fall on your face and say, God, no more closed doors. No more trying to hide things that You can already see. It's all Yours. Hey, I love you, and I thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to save you a seat right here until next time. Until then, you never know where we're going to drop a tailgate next time. So join us next time on the tailgate. Have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next time on the tailgate.